4 years ago, American audiences thrilled to an unlikely event, a women's soccer tournament. More than 90,000 fans packed the Rose Bowl for a dramatic win by the United States over China in the finals of the Women's World Cup. Trading places, the 2003 tournament was supposed to be held in China, but the outbreak of SARS has led organizers to decide to move it elsewhere. Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins me now. And Stefan, the U.S. is one of the few countries offering to take over the women's soccer tournament in China's stead. Why the clamor here to host this event?
Oh, because it was such a big success last time. You'll remember that the U.S. won this game against China on penalty kicks. Brandi Chastain whipped off her shirt. They appeared on the cover of Time and Newsweek and Sports Illustrated, and it really helped spur interest in a sport that had long been ignored, forever been ignored by FIFA, the soccer governing powers. And these guys may be mostly European and mostly men, but they're not fools. They know that the United States and maybe the U.S. with Canada are best equipped organizationally to show up on short notice and do this tournament again, and it's the best way to market women's soccer.
Now, from an American perspective, it would also be a big boost for the Professional Women's Soccer League, that was formed in this country amid much publicity after the World Cup and is not doing all that well.
No, it's not. The Women's United Soccer Association is the name of the league. It burned through about $60 million or so in its first 2 years. Attendance has been very low, 7,000 or 8,000 fans per game. TV audiences have been minuscule. And now they've overhauled their management. And one of the things that they've had to do is turn to the star players, Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain, Julie Foudy. The players took a huge pay cut this year. The top players went from a promised $93,000. They agreed to play for $60,000. It's all part of cutting the budget, getting back to the grassroots, starting this thing from the ground up so that it succeeds in the long run. And there's a real spirit of cooperation among the players and the management of this league, which is rare in pro sports.
Mia Hamm is playing for $60,000?
She is. The women at the top of this league say that they are in it for the long haul. They want women's soccer to succeed, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. Now, bear in mind, some of them, of course, like Mia Hamm, are generating other income through endorsements.
Yeah. Turning out of men's soccer, that team did pretty well in the last World Cup, reached the quarterfinals, played last night against Mexico.
They did. In Houston, about 70,000 fans turned out, most of them rooting for Mexico, not surprisingly. Last summer at the World Cup, the U.S. beat Mexico 2-0. It was kind of embarrassing for the Mexicans. It's becoming one of the great rivalries in international soccer right now. These teams go at it. Last night it was a 0-0 draw, but it was a great game, rough, fast, a lot of close calls.
How good is the U.S. team worldwide?
They're ranked 10th in the world right now, which is quite an achievement for the United States, which has always been and still in the eyes of international soccer powers in Latin America and Europe, is considered a second-class citizen.
And there was a landmark, I gather, for an individual American player in terms of his success abroad.
That is right. Brad Friedel, who was the goaltender on the United States national team at the World Cup last year, was named an all-star in England in the Premier Division, the very top league in England, which is considered one of the top leagues in the world. Friedel was just incredible this year. He plays for a team called Blackburn Rovers. He recorded 15 shutouts in 35 games, and a couple of those came against terrific teams. Manchester United, who won the league and is a world-renowned club. They're going to be coming to the United States this summer on an exhibition tour. And he beat Arsenal, too, another great team.
You're here. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.